Hi, welcome. In this beginner vocal lesson, you'll build the DJ Flight Ableton Live 12 City Ambience Blueprint for Timeless Roller Momentum. The aim is a moody, city night vocal bed that supports a rolling drum and bass groove without fighting the drums, soft intelligible vocal texture, wide ambience, and controlled low end so the groove breathes. What we're making is a two-layer vocal ambience. Layer A is a pitched, vocoder-driven pad, sustained and harmonically rich, using a short vocal phrase as the modulator. Layer B is subtle chopped vocal bites for rhythmic motion. We'll also create return effects for a city ambience using hybrid reverb and echo, place and sidechain the group, so the vocals sit under the drums, and resample a few textures for extra interest. Everything uses stock Ableton devices. Simpler/sampler/waveedable, EQ8, compressor/glue, vocoder, hybrid reverb, echo, utility, and glue compressor. Before we begin, set your project tempo to 170-174 BPM, classic timeless roller speed. Keep one project open and load a drum and bass loop to hear how the vocals sit as you work. Step 1. Project and source setup. 1. Create or import a short vocal phrase, 1 to 4 bars. Put it on an audio track and name it Vox Source. Use a clean dry take or a sampled short vowel or whisper. Trim silence, warp if needed with complex or complex pro mode, and normalize so the clip sits around -6 to -3 dB. Step 2. Prepare the modulator. 2. Duplicate Vox Source and call it Vox Modulator. On that track, add EQ8 and high pass around 120 Hz to remove low rumble. Give a gentle boost of 2 to 4 dB in the 13 kHz region to bring out consonance and formants for the vocoder. Follow with a glue compressor for light leveling. Aim for 3 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Optionally use utility to narrow stereo width if the source is too wide. Step 3. Create the carrier. 3. Make a new MIDI track named Vox Carrier. Load Waveedable. Choose a basic saw or square Waveedable and set one or two oscillators slightly detuned for width. Shorten the amp attack to about 10 to 30 milliseconds, set sustain medium high, and give a release around 2 to 400 milliseconds for a smooth pad response. Add a low pass filter with cutoff around 4 to 6 kHz and a moderate filter envelope to tame harshness. Keep the carrier harmonically rich but not bright. The vocal will provide articulation. Step 4. Set up the vocoder. 4. On the Vox Carrier track, add the vocoder after Waveedable. Open the vocoder and enable sidechain, choosing Vox Modulator as the audio input. Start with 16 to 32 bands, more bands for clarity, fewer for a smeared pad. Set attack short, 5 to 20 ms, so consonants pass through, and release between 60 and 150 ms. Start dry slash wet around 60% so the carrier character remains while the vocal shapes it. If words are too blurred, increase bands and boost 1-4 kHz on the modulator. If the result is too robotic, lower band count or layer a filtered noise signal at low level. Place an EQ after the vocoder to high pass under about 200 hz and tame any 3-6 kHz clashes. Step 5. Create chopped vocal bites. 5. Duplicate the original clip to a new track called Vox Chops. Use Simpler in slice mode or create multiple warped slices. Program a simple 8-bar pattern. Sparse slices on off beats and between drum hits to add rolling motion. Add a saturator softly, EQ8 with a high pass around 200 hz, auto filter for subtle movement, and send a small amount to the city reverb return. Step 6. Build city ambience returns. 6. Create two return tracks, R Cloud with hybrid reverb and R Echo with echo. On R Cloud, use 20 to 40 ms pre-delay, large size, high diffusion, low cut roughly 300 hz and high cut around 6 to 8 kHz to keep the reverb dark and non-muddy. On R Echo, set feedback 35 to 45%, ping pom off, and high cut around 6 to 8 kHz. Send Vox Carrier and Vox Chop subtly, start sends around -12 to -6 dB. Step 7. Width, sidechain, and mix placement. 7. Add a utility after the vocoder to control width and level. Reduce width slightly to around 90% or less if the pad competes with other stereo elements. To keep the pad from masking kick transients, add a compressor on Vox Carrier and enable sidechain from your kick or drum bus. Use a 3-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 ms, release around 70 ms, and set threshold to obtain roughly 2 to 4 dB of ducking. Lower Vox Carrier and Vox Chop so they support, not dominate. Aim for a combined pad group around -10 to -6 dB RMS under a full drum and bass mix. Step 8. Resampling and automation. 8. For extra textures, resample the vocoder output. Create an audio track, set input to resampling or the vocoder track, record 2 to 4 bars, then reverse or pitch shift in simpler to make evolving stabs. Automate vocoder dry slash wet or wave eatable filter cutoff across 8 bars to maintain momentum. A subtle open on bars 5 to 8 keeps interest without adding new elements. Quick intelligibility checklist. Pre-EQ the modulator to emphasize 1 to 4 KHE, compress it for steady lull. Increase vocoder bands for clearer consonants if needed, adjust attack and release for sharpness or smear, and blend a little dry carrier or raw vocal underneath for naturalness. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't use 100% wet vocoder. You'll lose useful carrier warmth. Don't skip pre-EQ on the modulator. It kills intelligibility. Always high-pass vocoder output around 120 to 200 Hz so it won't clash with bass. Avoid excessive reverb on both carrier and chops. Too much tail muddies the drum groove. Don't forget sidechain to the kick, otherwise the pad will steal kick punch. Avoid over-compressing the modulator before the vocoder. It can cause pumping. Pro tips. Start with 16 to 24 vocoder bands and move from there. Layer a subtle vinyl or noise bed at very low volume for city atmosphere. Resample and reslice vocoder textures to create rhythmic material that locks with the drums. Automate vocoder band count or the wave-eatable filter across fills to add motion. Create a short gated breath on 1/16 THS and sidechain it to the snare for groove accents. Freeze and flatten when you're happy to free CPU and capture interesting artifacts. Mini practice exercise. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Drag a 2-bar ah or whispered phrase into a track. Build Vox modulator with EQ and a glue compressor. Create wave-eatable carrier and add the vocoder sidechain to the modulator. Start at 16 bands, 80 ms release, 60% wet. Make a 4-bar MIDI pad following the root chord. Create a simpler chop track and program 1 to 2 chops per bar on offbeats. Add hybrid reverb return with high pass at 300 Hz. Send both tracks lightly and sidechain the carrier to the kick. Your goal is a pad and chops that sit under a DNB loop while preserving the kick's punch. Tweak bands and pre-EQ until the vocal pad is readable but not competing. Recap: you prepared a vocal modulator, built a harmonically rich wave-eatable carrier, routed the vocoder sidechain correctly, shaped intelligibility with pre-EQ and band settings, added chopped motion, and blended everything with returns and sidechain ducking. Use resampling and subtle automation to evolve textures across the arrangement. The key is keeping the vocal ambience supportive of the roller groove. Final coach reminder: less is more in timeless roller DNB. Aim for subtlety. Carve frequencies carefully. Place elements rhythmically and let the kick and bass remain the focus. Build, commit, resample and use small automation so the city ambience evolves while the groove stays relentless. Alright, open Ableton, set your tempo, pick a vocal and start crafting that city night pad.